This is one of the often overlooked sites of Rome. It's Palazzo Venezia, as in Venice Palace in Rome. And the square here is Piazza Venezia. And then look across to that building there, and you can see up high that winged lion, the symbol of St. Mark. And it's got the name Assicurazione Generale, as in General Insurance, because Generale is still a well-known insurance company. And remember, until the Napoleonic times, for centuries, Venice was the most serene republic of St. Mark. So is a city-state, used to ceremonially marry the sea each year, because by the Adriatic, and ruled various places in Croatia. That's Marco Polo from one of those Croatian islands, and indeed, until 1571, Cyprus. So, this was built in the late 15th century for whichever cardinal was the cardinal of the Basilica of St. Mark, as in Venice. So Pietro Barbo, if I got it right, he was the one who built it. He was a Venetian, later became Pope Paul II, and his uncle was Pope Eugenius IV. And it was extensively built on, well, improved by Pope Paul III, and it was from the noble Farnese family. So the popes in the Middle Ages, when the papacy was highly politicized and very, very wealthy, always came from very well-connected families. And obviously from the 1520s to 1978, always Italian, even before that, mostly Italian. And you see this balcony here. So Mussolini really liked this one, and he frequently addressed the masses below. So it was one of the biggest squares in Rome, and that's where he famously announced a declaration of war against Abyssinia. And indeed, in June 1940, one of his sidekicks, Italo Balbo, came out and said, "Saluto al Duce," and it's broadcast live on radio around Italy. Of course, there's no television in those days in Italy, and said, "Ho giustato la mia decisione irrevocabile, la dichiarazione di guerra." And then there was prolonged cheering, showing themselves hoarse, absolutely delirious with joy, for a full minute before they turned who they're going to war against, although it was no surprise, against France and the United Kingdom, and so on. Look at the details there, the cardinal's hat, and the lions of St. Mark on either side. And look at the handiwork up and down there, the shells and so forth. A lion above the door, a lion right up top, complete with a mitre. Another winged lion at the loggia, as in the balcony, and so forth. That's what it was delivered from there. But obviously, within 3 years, Italians had reason to bitterly regret that war. Italy was already tired from 5 years of war, from the Ethiopian War, from the Spanish Civil War, and at the end, even said they'll follow a long period of peace. So there we go. Only a few years ago, they found a bunker he had built beneath the war, being completely forgotten about for when Rome was bombed. So that is Palazzo Venezia. Okay, I'll switch it off now.